The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we're here. Daily today is back, 7:31, going on 32 in 2 seconds. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy. This is a good morning.
You can watch live right now on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info 99.3, yeah, and you'll be able to watch us live. You can also let us know what you think while you're watching. Go to our website, nigeriainfo.fm, to also drop a comment and let us know what you think about the big stories on the in the papers today, right? Let's start with the Daily Independent newspaper. We got the story on the front page. ASUU may call off strike in days. Falano, Bajabi Amila.
Yes, Sheriff, I heard you this morning. And apparently the intervention of Wajabi Amila has yielded a lot of fruit. And I think the president also intervened. Wajabi Amila interfaced with the president and bingo. You know, we seem to have a light at the end of the tunnel. I think it's quite unfortunate, very, very unfortunate, that President Buhari allowed this stretch this far when it could have been nipped in the bud long before now with his direct intervention. And I'd like to give credit, of course, to the Speaker, Honorable Femi Wajabi Amila, who I'm not surprised that he pulled it through because he appears to be somebody who is more contemporary. He appears to be open-minded. And his ego is not going to get in the way. He'll be focused on where he's going. Gige was a disaster. He's a disaster. I right from the days when he was governor and his, you know, his interaction with the Uba brothers and all that has always been involved in one mess or the other. And indications even from his ministry show that with most things that he does, ego always comes in the way. It's quite unfortunate. I don't know how he made Buhari's second term. I hope that our next president will be more proactive and look at things more critically and not just leave people to their own devices. The Labour Ministry, you know, has especially, I don't know how it has fared, how well it has fared under Ikike. But in the case of this ASUU strike, Professor Jega said, he was quarreling with the Minister of Education on one hand. On the other hand, he turned the ASUU thing into a personal matter. I mean, in the days of the striking doctors, he referred to them in public as his sons. That shows a lot of what I would call what it takes to be a minister under this circumstance. Well, we just have a few more months to go. We hope that, you know, by February, March, we'll have something to look forward to. Remember, we need a president that is hands-on. I mean, all this was gone in less than 2 weeks. You know, I kept saying that the president, all he needs to do is call them in.
You kept saying it. Yeah.
And it's gone. Because egos are out of the way. And you can now, I can imagine. The meeting that took place between Gbaja and these people. They'll be putting things on the table for themselves. You know. Well, it's all's well that I hope will end well. We'll be through with all these court cases. You don't settle this kind of dispute. Remember I said to Sheriff, it's not a labor matter. You know, it's a social matter that affects everybody. It's not by going to court and forcing lecturers to go back to work, whipping them in line. Ah. Well, we thank God for where we are now. Let's hope that this thing is done and our guys can and ladies can go back to the university.
Indeed. So, let's move on to another story and another paper. Okay, let's stay with the Daily Independent. Let's take this one here on the front page. It says, NNPC security agencies intercept ship with stolen crude.
This is the last time I will comment on this issue. The first and the last time. Because I don't care what they do. I'm not interested. All this is a sham. If you see the videos that you have online that shows the extent of oil theft, I mean, how could any responsible government can come out to say these things happened under your watch and you didn't know? Such an extensive operation? Have you seen the ships? Have you seen the size of the ships that are coming to pick this oil? Have you seen the amount of work that has gone on? And we say we have security forces, we have the DSS, we have all these. We have the Navy intelligence, military intelligence. None of them could discover this on time until, oh, when Tom Polo shows up, I beg, give me a break now. Give me a break. I believe that we're being hard here. Okay, so why are you showing us all these videos? And to the best of my knowledge, you haven't produced a list of those who are involved. How come? Even, let's start from the workers you met on site. Let's assume that it is true. How come? Something of this extent, you haven't come to tell us that it is Chief A or B or C. Tom Polo himself said that these things were being carried out by top government officials. Have they gone into thin air? I'm not interested in reality. I'm not. And it's gone on for, was it not 9 years, is it?
Yes, 9 years.
I mean, come on, edge on now.
9 years.
Please, 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 please. We've been had. Honestly, we've been had.
I think something we're getting wrong is this, and that's the narrative that, you know, is being pushed out there, that these pipes that were discovered were the ones that they were using to smuggle crude. And that's I don't have facts, but I completely disagree. Now, from my work in River State, what I know is that there are illegal refining sites. Now, yeah. These pipes most likely transport crude to those sites or near those sites. It's not that this crude are being transported like that, you know, smuggled out of the country. No.
Some went to the sea.
Those pipes, Abi?
Yes.
It's most likely.
Some went to the sea to load ships.
Straight into the sheet.
Yes. You're right. Some would have gone to the... I mean, there's no dispute about that. But some went into the sea, went into the ships.
And that can happen.
Imagine. So for all you care, Cameroon could have attacked us from that side without us knowing. They bring the old frigate in and we'll still be thinking on our destiny to be like a yacht or a canoe. Tell me something else.
I mean, from what we have seen, from what we have heard, you know, something like that cannot happen in your territorial waters without you being without being aware. It's impossible.
This is a high level conspiracy.
It's impossible,
and it cannot but be traced to the top guys.
And it's traceable.
It cannot but be traced to the top guys in politics. When you see dollars flying, where do you think it comes from?
Free money.
Free money. You know, I said here the other day that there are too many of the elite who have access. I mean, oil and gas. What are we talking about? Everybody, I mean, oil and gas. We've been ripped off. If I hope that some government will come one day, do a thorough investigation, you'll be amazed at those who will be caught out on this. No wonder. Look at the number of people who have bulletproof jeep, bulletproof this. We've been had. And we with Jimmy Wangona, we've been had. So this is the last time I'm going to say anything. If they like, they can. Even if you double decker, whatever it is, I'm not interested, because the wounds that has been inflicted on us citizens can never be healed. Never. The amount of money that is gone from all this,
it's better not to even imagine.
So for the young ones, if you like, continue to patronize these people. They give you crumbs, you know, give you crumbs to come and vote, come and do this, come and do that. This is a big... The two areas The two areas that I hope somebody will solve one day is the area of drugs, illicit drugs, and this oil bunkering. Then you move on to subsidy. If you can clear those three, we're almost good to go.
And I also need for us to talk about this. Ogundeyi says, is this just happening in APC government? Because I've heard this narrative as well.
Nope. Oga Ogundeyi, let me tell you, the two political parties, major political parties, are parastatals of one interest. They are parastatals, quote me, they are parastatals of one interest. And that's why you see them moving across the board. It's like they are all in a building. Then you move from the left wing to the right wing. You just move across, change furniture, and so on and so forth. That's why they keep flowing. One of the candidates has been in A, back to B, back to A, back to B, back to A, back to B, has carried A's flag, has carried B's flag. Why do you think that is so easy? It's the interest. The interest, the conspirators, the interest of politicians, civil servants, believe you me, religious leaders. It's a shame, oh. It's a big, 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 big shame. And guess what? We are not ready to confront it.
Yeah.
All this is just theatrics. And now, see the disruption it has caused now. One Isoko, is it Isoko? Yes. Another Isoko came up with a video about 2 days ago saying that if within 24 hours they don't give him surveillance contract, he's going to bomb the pipelines. You know, and like somebody observed, one paragon of one guy that I like watching his skates, he said that he noticed that the weapons they all carry are the same, that maybe they go to IIT. Maybe they go to hire the same weapons. Nigeria has become a free for all. Please, I beg of you, and I beg of you, and I beg of you, for us to get out of this mess, let us vote wisely next year. There are no sentiments. Forget about whether he's from your area or he's from your religion. You are not part of their interests up there. The little crumbs that they give you is not because they like you. It's just to keep, so that you are there like a pawn to be used. Vote wisely in 2023. Next one.
Yes, I have this comment on YouTube that says, his name is Habib, and he says, I have first-hand account of crude being taken away through the sea. Uncle Jimmy's right, 400,000 barrels with the cover of a former chief of army staff, not even in this dispensation. But he didn't give us the name of the former chief of army staff. Let's move on. Let's take New Telegraph. 2023 campaign flag of Wike's camp absent as mammoth crowd rally for PDP in Uyo.
My eyes were fixed on AIT yesterday. I deliberately went out of my way to watch the rally and see what was going on. And let me tell you my observations of what I saw in articles. First outing. Well, I won't call it a disaster, but I think it was as weak as they come. So the stadium was filled up with people, no doubt about that, in different colors. It was a nice carnival. The music was flat. The crowd, all they could do, the crowd, was just to wave the flag. You don't need to be told how they came about. You know, they just. And how would you know at a rally if these people are with you? There was even when Atiku was being, you can go back and watch the video, when it was being brought on stage, there was no real hailing of anybody, you know. I mean, if it was some other politicians, I mean, we know everybody would be making, oh, hey, city boy. No, but nothing like that. He went quietly and mounted the stage. And his VP, whatever.
Okoa
came first. The man felt so weak. You know, Kowa is a.
That's a hard thing to do, to shout, to scream. It's very hard.
I've done it before. You did. Well, yeah, there are things they could have given him.
Kill him, kill him.
That's a calamity. it was too much of a featherweight.
Oh, fella.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask Baba, what's his name? Former Kelvin, he'll tell you. But in all honesty, he couldn't. What's his name? Tambuwal's speech was flat. And then when Atiku came, I was just completely. What did he say? Like somebody said this morning who called in, we are going to create more jobs in this economy we are in. That's why I tell you, don't listen to manifestos. Listen to action plan. What he should have said yesterday is that as soon as I get into government, we are going to stabilize the economy. Not create more. You can't create more jobs now. Jobs might surface, but to keep selling that to the people, he's selling them a false prospectus.
Right.
Yes. How can you create more jobs now? The first thing anybody has to do for the first probably 18 months is to stabilize things. Stabilize the exchange rate, stabilize this, stabilize production, and so on and so forth. I don't understand. He could jolly well have gotten that speech from the one he delivered when he was the APC candidate. He was flat on his face. Nothing new. Nothing new. Honestly, I hope people listen to these messages and digest them.
Right.
I hope they listen to this and digest them. It wasn't exciting in any manner. Maybe they didn't serve breakfast. So
you don't think it was convincing that much?
No, I don't think so. Which is sad because I had always believed that he's the most prepared of the lot. I'd always believed that Atiku is the most prepared of the lot. Maybe he was overwhelmed. And of course, he did look a bit tired. For his age. That's understandable.
Okay.
But they have to work on, if he's going to be campaigning, they have to work on
Okoa.
They have to work on him.
Okay.
I debuted him.
Let's go.
Somebody commented there, sorry.
No. They are interacting. They are just talking about Let's go to page 27 of the New Telegraph. Obi Afenifere doesn't speak for Yorubas, Akeredolu.
I agree with Akeredolu. I agree. Please listen carefully. Before you make an assumption, let me finish my speech. I agree with Akeredolu that Afenifere doesn't speak for Yorubas, even though he didn't say this 8 years ago when they were endorsing him as an APC candidate. He didn't say that. But fair enough. The truth is, nobody speaks for anybody. Either for good though, or for bad though, it all boils down to interest. I like what they said though. I hope there's a distinction. I like what they said, and I'm in full support of what they said. But like they say, Omo, nobody speaks for anybody. It's all about personal interest. It's all about personal interest. Afenifere are fair and so on and so forth. But I wonder what would have happened if it was one of them that was now a presidential candidate. And remember, there's infighting among these Yoruba politicians and this and that. So I'm wondering if it is the principle. But having said that, I like what they have said. The optics looks quite good and nice and pleasant to the ears. But listen, nobody, I repeat, nobody, not even the traditional ruler, we need to start debunking that. Everybody comes up, hey, the Yorubas are going to do this, are going to do that. No, Oga, you don't have anybody's mandate. It's time that the Yorubas salvage themselves from these various interests and some of the money-making ventures. Nobody speaks for anybody. Everybody speaks for his own interests and so on and so forth. So I like what he said, but I want to extend the context. Nobody, I repeat, can claim genuinely that he's speaking for anybody. Everybody, every man for himself and God for us all. Because we need to salvage ourselves from these various interests, that try to dominate the public space and claim to be speaking on this and on that. Nobody can lay claim to that. Not even a traditional ruler. It's time we need to take a second look at some of the titles that you even have. You understand? It starts from there. Before, before you know it, you are falling victim to you say this is of Yoruba. There's no title called of Yoruba land. How would you say it in Yoruba? Has Yoruba land ever been won? Ask yourself. He has the Egbas, he has the Ejebus, he has this Egbados, he has this, and those ones are for. Has Yoruba land ever been won? So some of these people that claim to have a title of Yoruba land is all propaganda, I tell you. So Akeredolu is right, but it applies down the line. Nobody can claim to speak for Yorubas. Awolowo, who was given that honor, it wasn't even official. In recognition of his leadership role, having been premier and this and the, all the good works that he did, the Yorubas allowed him. But even in doing that, it was still narrowed down to his own party interests. There were still Yorubas within the PDP who said, no, sorry, I'm within the MPN. Sorry, this your shoulder pad is so nice to point.
Let me see if it's still there. It's still, the way you're touching.
You know, I mean, so they're right. Look, all of us need to open our eyes and not get sucked into something we don't know about. Mm. You know, it's very, very vital and important.
But don't we need groups such as this? Well, I mean, it's not exactly because they want to speak for you, but at least to some extent speak for the interest of your tribe.
You don't need, there is, look, how do you nominate somebody to speak to you? It has to be by election or affirmation.
So what I, in my own thinking, associations, yes, especially socio-cultural, socio-political, yes, you may not exactly need people to be nominated or elected for this. These are people with common interest who say that, okay, we're going to represent the interest of our people.
But do they?
Why are you touching me like that?
Do they? Let's call a spade a spade.
Okay.
In 9 cases out of 10, it's always been personal interest. When it's time to put people forward for whatever, for the cookie jar, they put their friends, they first of all put their children, their in-laws. Mm. That's what it is. Mm. Let's call this. If we're not going to tell ourselves the truth, let's all go home. Mm. At the end of the day, it's sometimes even a commercial and almost criminal enterprise. Because at the end of the day, in these things, at some point money begins to flow. You know, we know what's going on now, eh? And you know, you're just being mischievous.
Well, no, I was just asking questions.
Omo, you know. You know.
Let's take our last story. This one is on page 27 of Daily Independent, and it reads, 2023 Lagos Coalition backs Atiku Jandor, rights of Tinubu Sanwo-Olu.
You know, I need to alert us to something. We are so focused on the presidential elections that we've taken our eyes off what is likely to happen in Lagos. And I'd like us to get politically awake and aware of the need to make sure that we elect the right person as governor of Lagos. Lagos is as important, if not more, than the federal. But okay, it's fine. It's as important. I won't add it's more important. Okay. But we seem to have lost sight of that. And that's what are the choices that we have? Lagos, as we speak, is nothing to write home about, generally. A few things here and there, but is in a complete state of disorder. So we are going to need somebody to bring some order. Another 4 years of this state like this, I shudder to think of what will happen. So we need to start focusing our minds on who is going to govern us in Lagos for the next 4 years. You know, and it is a Herculean task, because I've sat back to myself, and every time I think of Lagos next year, I see a dark cloud. For me, it's like those who probably have the capability are either far down the ladder or are not even in the race at all. It's something you want to think about. It's something you want to ponder on. I think that for those of us who are Lagosians and who live in Lagos or who have become Lagosians by proxy.
It's me. I was born in Lagos.
I did not mention your name. I'm speaking on radio. I didn't mention your name.
Okay.
Who have become
all right. For those that are watching, they actually saw you.
They saw me. I was pointing at the controls. But in all to get serious, we make light out of these things. Really, nobody wants to go home with a headache. You know, we need to keep our eyes on who we are going to get to lead us in Lagos in 2023. It's a difficult task, very difficult, and I don't think the choices are many.
Let's go. We have to go. We have to leave now. Yes. You'll be back at 9.
Definitely. My friend was 50 yesterday.
Okay.
The part of why my eyes are slightly closed was from the wine that I drank yesterday at the surprise party that we had. We should be careful with all these surprise parties. So. Please, when I turn 70, no surprise parties, please. So we are going to talk. Inkiru will be here at 9.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming. Yeah. Lagos, let's go. When we return, we'll talk and celebrate teachers of children living with disabilities on the show this morning. Stay with us.
Have you been disconnected because you didn't link your national identification number to your...
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.